Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. And I know I've said this before, but I have to say, I just love that you are here. I love that you are somebody who is continuing to bring in positive, empowering messages and get them in your mind. I just truly love it. And I know I've said it before, but I have to be honest with you. I mean, a few things. I mean, first and foremost, if we look at our world, I know that there are a lot of people who are stuck and not feeling empowered and not feeling so positive, and they just don't do much about it. And so I love that you are here and you're continuing to expand your mind and continuing to put positive information in your mind. You know, just I know what it took for me personally to go through that and to really start shifting my mindset. And I have so much respect for it. And so, you know, if I say it over and over, it's because I am truly impressed. And so that said, let's dive into the positive and empowering message, because you'll notice that today's episode is really divine timing. You know, if you think about the last episode, she was very sweet. Our volunteer, just a sweetheart, very smart. She was also very stuck. And so we worked with her to shift her pain and release her pain and open up her energy to get unstuck. And so today we're actually going to look at a different type of stuck. You know, and by the way, when someone is stuck, like our volunteer was on the last episode, or, you know, if you're in that place, you'll want to remember you have to really step through that. You know, if that is your situation, anybody can change for a minute. You know, if you think about it for a moment, though, a lot of times people will go back into their patterns if they don't really follow through all of the way. You know, if you think about people, you've probably heard of somebody who's in a victim pattern, who goes back into a victim pattern or a relationship pattern or whatnot. You want to remember that stuck is the same way. But it's a bit tricky because just like in a victim pattern, somebody really feels like a victim. And in the stuck pattern, that's their pattern, and they really believe that they're stuck. Now, the way that you can notice, for example, you might, you know, notice your way of thinking, but even if you think about the last episode, notice she's a very intelligent woman and spent her life being resourceful for others, really resourceful. And yet, when it came to herself, she was never resourceful. She didn't tap into this. I think she said it was like a level one or something that she had worked on being resourceful in her own situation. And so no matter how smart we all are, we can get sucked into these patterns and these feelings that we actually really feel stuck inside. So, you know, I know that I make things look really easy, and I emphasize that over and over, that you'll want to make real change. Again, I mean, I make it look ridiculously easy. And, you know, the change is key, and really understanding the mind is so key. And so just saying that, because if you are somebody who is in a place where you're stuck, then you want to definitely remember that. And speaking of which, today's episode has to do with a different type of stuck, with a man who is feeling very stuck in his life in a different way. And so that said, let's just go ahead and dive right in. and we'll look at the unfoldment in a different way today. And so here we go with Nathaniel. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm doing great. Cool. Yeah. So what's going on today?
So, you know, what's interesting, I really love your podcast and, I love all the work that you do. You know, what's interesting is, my situation is not physical pain. It's more like, being incredibly frustrated with like my career and making money over, I mean, you know, for forever, it seems. The funny thing is when I've had money, like I've had quite a bit of money come to me at different parts of my life, but not actually through like what I do. So I'm just wondering, because of the way you work with people, is there anything that, like any insights you have because of, you know, your abilities and stuff like that with energy and seeing energy and stuff like that?
Okay, great. So give me just one moment. Let
sure.
me just go ahead and check in. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, a few things you'll want to note here. First and foremost, he mentions that he's been extremely frustrated going on. He's had a lot of frustration. And so we definitely want to change that. Now, the great thing is he's not experiencing a health issue right now. And that's something we're also going to talk about. Some people might be thinking, well, wait a second. If he's feeling all these feelings of frustration, then why does he not have a health issue? And she does. And so I want to share with you the energetics and the mindset on that and kind of break it down very simply as we go. But we're going to go ahead and first dive into his story. And if you think about his situation for a moment, also, as we go into his story, he mentions that he has been able to make money, but that it's not in the area of life that he's been wanting. So that's where he feels really stuck with his passion with music. And so that's where we're going to go. But I just wanted you to notice a few key things as we dive in. So that said, let's jump back in with Nathaniel. Okay, so what it is that you do feels, it feels not aligned. So when I check the energy of it, it feels not aligned, definitely. And so if I ask you, what is it that you do?
Well, I teach music and I play, you know, and I've made a living at it before, but you know, there's a lot of things I haven't done with it that could really help me.
Okay.
So,
So let's dive into that real quick. I hear
you.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Okay. And you'd like to make more money through your music, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That, bingo. Bingo. Interesting. Okay. And so, and by the way, if I ask you what type of music is that?
Well, I do a lot of jazz music, which, I guess I love improvisation. So, you know, I know that is a tricky road, you know, no matter how good you are. I also write my own stuff and combine different genres, which maybe I do resonate more with, you know, and I grew up playing like rock and roll and things like that. You know, I loved Eddie Van Halen, who just died, unfortunately.
I know. I saw that the other day.
Yeah. You know,
really quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to keep you really focused right here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And thank you for letting me interrupt. Sorry. I'm watching your mind and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like if we're driving a car together and you're in the driver's seat and I'm in the passenger seat and I'm like, oh, I wanted to turn there. So I have to just, definitely what I'm saying is not more important than you, but there's a turn right there that we need. And it's this, you're in a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been in that relationship?
4 years.
Okay. And so, bingo. So interestingly enough,
we're
going to go a bit to the subconscious, but there is a feeling of feeling like it's, if I ask you to notice the part of you, so even if you think about, you know, you mentioned Van Halen or you mentioned different musicians and different things like that. If I ask you how much in your subconscious mind you see maybe a musician who's making a good amount of money being somebody who might get into things like drugs or even be not faithful in their relationship. If I ask you how much you can find that stereotype in your mind, how much can you find that in your mind?
I can find that. Maybe I'm not that consciously aware of it. Obviously, you know.
Great.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm aware of that.
Okay. And what's interesting, and again, likely won't resonate with your conscious mind.
Right.
But there's a feeling of feeling like, number one, and again, you're likely not going to resonate this. You might understand it and you might see it. But there's a feeling of feeling like you may not be as faithful or you'll have a harder time being faithful in your relationship.
If I become very successful.
Yeah. And part of it has to do with actually even beyond. So it's not so much actually faithful. Let me redefine that because it's sure. it's a feeling of feeling
out of control.
There you go. Out of control.
Okay.
Yes. Spot on. Great wording for that. And also a feeling like if you're very successful, then you're going to need to travel more. And is that safe for your relationship in just that? Will your partner be upset or will it create distance in your relationship?
Right.
Can you see that?
That's interesting. You know, I did have some troubles before when I was doing some touring, but our living arrangement was trickier. So this one is much better, even though the COVID thing is happening, which ironically killed all the touring and stuff. For now, but that's okay. Interesting. I mean, yeah. So, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So in a right there. Okay. So notice, you mentioned you did have some troubles before in this area, right?
Yes. But it was just more that our living situation was tough with me being gone.
Okay. So here we go. Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. Mm-hmm. And if I ask you to notice how it felt, F-E-L-T, how it felt specifically, the troubles in your relationship with, and I know that the circumstances were different, so I hear you with that.
Right.
But if I ask you 0 to 10, how much it felt like in your relationship, you had troubles before in that area, 0 to 10, how much can you find that feeling?
Maybe like a 6.
Okay. So, bingo. I would have said an 8, but we'll go with your 6. But either way, you see that there, right?
Well, yeah, more so when it would happen, you know, when it was happening. But I just tried to sort of, mitigate it the best I could because I was working. And what I was doing in this band, you know, it was not an easy gig. So like you had to really concentrate.
I hear you. Now watch this for a moment. Watch this.
Yeah.
What would have happened at that time if your partner had said, look, you're following your dreams. Don't worry. Zoom video chat with me. Let's connect. But I'm so proud of you. It's so awesome. Do your thing. I love what you're doing. I'm here when you get back. And right. I love it. You're amazing. How would that have felt to you?
Yeah, that would feel better. That would have felt a lot better.
Right?
You know,
okay. Now, by the way, if I told you, if I'm working and following my dreams, that my partner's going to be mad and upset with me and I'm going to try to navigate it as well as I can. Can you see the energy conflict right there?
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to think about what it'll feel like for your current partner to feel like as you're in your living situation is completely different this time. So I want you to picture what it would look like as things are opening up and you're touring and all of that, that your partner's like, hey, I want to come with you and I'll, you know, go hang out while you're touring, or even saying, you know, have a blast and be amazing and do all of that. And right. And it's going to be incredible.
Right, right. That, yeah, I'm sure like that obviously is a lot better, you know,
totally.
A lot.
All right. So quick note, you know, when the subconscious mind links things up, it's never usually intentionally. And unfortunately, if we look at his situation, every time his success has gone up, where he's been touring or different things like that, the emotion of conflict has also gone up as his career got better. And by the way, maybe not every single time, but it's been something that has happened. And because that occurs, they're easy to get linked up in the mind. And so that's what I'm seeing in his energy, is that basically as this part of his life in his work gets better and better, that it negatively impacts his relationship, which is another part that's connected to him. So it's like they're in conflict. And we'll talk more about that. But I just wanted you to notice that that's the emotion that got linked up for him. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Nathaniel. And if I ask you honestly, let's say you were touring again tomorrow.
Right.
If I ask you honestly, would you expect conflict or would you expect support?
Well, now I would expect support.
Okay, actually. Great. And if I ask you if you were touring a lot and a lot all of the time and you were touring a lot, would you expect conflict or support?
I would expect support.
Great. And just for a moment, can you take that in and notice what that would feel like?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's that would be better, you know.
So I want you to notice what that would feel like. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, I want you to notice that I'm asking him, what would that really feel like? And the thing of it is when you go to make a change, you want to notice those new feelings because that's what you want to get linked up. It's not just about the vision. You know, all the time you'll hear people say, just create your vision, just get a vision of what you want, just visualize. But there's more to it than that. And we'll go ahead and cover that even more in the next segment. But just point being is you want to notice it's really about the emotions that are there. So let's go ahead and dive back in. And by the way, if I ask you how much do you love being loved, how much do you love being loved?
A lot. A lot. I have to say a funny thing though. I love being loved. But I don't want to give up things that I really want to do in my life for love. So, you know, I would move on or something like that, you know, if, you know, but not with this, but just, you know, in general, if it was going to be something that's incompatible, you know.
Totally. But
yeah.
Spot on. And that's, watch this. What if I said, if food gets in the way of my career, then I'm just going to stop eating and just going to,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I want you to think about the awareness that we need love. And right. So
So what I want you to say is I want you to notice, okay, well, even if I ask you this, if I ask you, how many times in your past has work of all different types of work seemed to create some conflict with your relationship?
Oh, yeah, yeah. let's see.
You laugh.
probably quite a bit, actually.
Bingo.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Notice it's not just an incident of you working and touring and it happened once. There's a pattern there. Can you see it?
Right.
Okay. Now I know in your mind it says, well, okay, well, if the relationship interferes with what I really want to do and where my heart's at as far as my passion in life, then I'll give up the relationship for my career. But it doesn't work that way because we need both.
Right.
And so what I'd want you to say is, oh, I see that pattern in my life.
Right.
Let me shift that. I need to have a spouse and a relationship to where it's supportive. I want to have both. I want to have it all. I want to be loved and supported and have my career. And so part of the frustration is that you also need love. And so, and not only that, but if I ask you how much you want to avoid conflict.
Yeah, I guess I do. I want to avoid it. I mean, yeah. You know what comes up for me though is, and this is just probably not part of this. I don't know. You know, it's funny, like being a guy, it's like you sometimes have to make yourself deal with conflict, but you're talking really about conflict in a different way, more like in your, you know, intimate relationships, you know, your romantic relationships, as opposed to, you know, dealing with some situation with someone else where you need to, you know, like I need to deal with like a band member or something who's, you know, I feel is making me crazy and I need to confront them.
For this specific situation,
right,
it has to do with relationship and love and that connection and feeling alone.
Right.
So there's a part of you that just actually doesn't like being alone. Can you see that part of you?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So there's that, but the bigger part you'll want to focus on is this. Mm-hmm. If I ask you the first time you remember feeling a conflict between work and your relationship, how old were you?
Let's see. Good question. Maybe I was like in a teenager because I got into this pretty young. So, you know, and, it's like, it's almost like I never thought I'd be in any long-term relationship because everything I had was like short and would end.
Okay.
You know? So maybe around then.
There you go. And by the way, how many times do you feel like you ended relationships around work and that work was a factor?
Quite a few of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Now you see why that's what's coming up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to notice how many times you've ended relationships because of it and how the conflict. And again, imagine you've been listening to the last podcast. You've heard me say things like we need love. Like even a simple example is you've heard before maybe a senior who loses a spouse has a much higher rate of death, right?
Right.
We need love. And so if you instead you said, hey, you know what? Moving forward, I am going to have an incredible life and I'm going to have a partner who's super supportive, who's amazing and wonderful and who supports my career and loves what I do. And by the way, how great would that be if you had a partner who literally loved what you did, gave you the freedom to work on the things you wanted to work on and do and loved it and enjoyed it with you and was passionate about your music also? And how great would that be to celebrate?
Would be great.
0 to 10, how much would you love that?
A 10.
10, okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Bingo. So I want you to notice, if I ask you how many times this conflict has come up, not even around, so you remember how initially you said it had to do with your living situation?
Right.
And notice now when you look at the pattern, you see it even back as a teenager.
Yeah.
You see the conflict there?
Yeah.
So can you see that pattern, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to mirror this to you. And if I said the more I'm working on what it is that I'm wanting to work on, that I can't keep a real relationship and I don't think that I'm ever going to have one and they're all short term and there's a conflict between relationship and work.
I see, yes.
That doesn't feel great, right?
Right, right.
And it so doesn't. Totally. And so what you'd want to have there is that harmony, and that's what is key. It makes sense?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so bingo. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for just a moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you to picture what that would look like. What that would look like. Bingo. And I also want you to notice the belief of feeling like you'll never have a real long relationship because of your career, and instead, how does that look of feeling that in life compared to feeling like you have an amazing relationship with somebody who loves you and you love her and it's incredible and she's your partner's super supportive and wonderful about it?
The latter one is of course the one.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in. And if I ask you how much you feel like you can really have that, how much would you say that is?
Well, I would say an 8.
An 8. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'd recommend doing, so I love that and I love this new awareness with it. And I would say exactly that. So I would focus specifically on that and get that in every day and watch as your frustration falls off.
Right.
Bingo.
So think about, so kind of affirm that or imagine that.
Both are true.
Yeah.
I would want you to more so feel that.
Okay.
And so when you affirm that, like a lot of times with affirmations and things, they don't really work because we're not really feeling them. We're like, oh, well, it's going to be this and it's going to be this. So what I want you to do is picture that and really feel what that looks like.
Right.
And really feel like what it looks like to have somebody who's incredibly supportive and really wonderful and also is just loving and you can celebrate. So re-envision what your relationship looks like with your work, that it's all in harmony and there's not conflict around it.
I see. Okay, cool.
Okay. What if you knew, by the way, what if you knew that you could have an amazing relationship and there would be no conflict around your work whatsoever?
That would be awesome.
Bingo. Beautiful. So that's what I'd love to see you shift. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are so, so welcome. It's been a pleasure connecting with you.
Same here. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this because there's a lot here, both for health and also for manifesting your life. Now, I gotta say, I love this guy. I mean, what a sweetheart. He's just so precious and, you know, just chill in his energy, just a really sweet vibe, just very sweet. I love it. So let's go ahead and unpack all of the sweetness and also the manifesting, the health, a few things. All right. So in the very beginning, I mentioned that notice that he's not experiencing a health issue. And so let's talk about that just for a quick moment on what I see when there is a health issue manifested and when there's not. Because some people go, well, wait a second. How is it possible for one person to feel frustrated and stuck and they don't manifest a health issue and another person does. And of course, everybody's mind is a bit different. It's also different how emotions are felt in the body and how they're linked up. But I would say the simplest way to really say it is this, is that, you know, if you're going to make a cake and you have flour, well, you can't make a cake with just flour. But if you have flour and you mix it with butter and eggs and whatnot, multiple ingredients, then you can make a cake. And so the easiest way to say it in the mind is that it always takes multiple emotions, multiple triggers in the brain for a health issue to show up. That's the way I see it. And so when I work with somebody who has a health issue, that's why we'll work on a few specific things. Usually it's a lot more than it seems. You know, we'll work on 6 or 7 or sometimes 12 or 15. I mean, they're literally different things in the mind. Some of them are more subtle than others, but we'll go and really shift those. And that's when you see the results. So that's the difference. And the easiest way to think about it is, again, just thinking about multiple ingredients and cake. And of course, having some type of sickness or injury is not cake. That's more like cow patties. Okay. And that's a whole different ingredient. Anyway, it's not a walk in the park. It's not something you want. But, you know, just saying that ultimately you'll want to think about that awareness. And of course, keeping your energy clean ahead of time and lifting yourself is a great way to help support positive health and longevity. So that's ultimately what you'd want to do if somebody didn't have a health issue, is just to keep lifting and getting rid of the negative and keeping your energy really, really happy. So that's the health piece. Now, when it comes to manifesting, there's also certain things in the mind. And so notice a few things. First and foremost, notice that what he wants is conflicting with something else in his life. So that there's that conflict. And so what typically will happen is a lot of times people will see either completely stuck or they'll feel some ups and downs in that area. And you'll want to notice, you know, if you think back to it, that pattern has been there for a long time for him. Now, the reason that is key is notice he said, as he was talking about his current relationship, that now their living situation is different, so it probably wouldn't happen. However, that's a lot of times what people will think when there's a pattern going on for 20 years or, you know, 30 years. Like, there's a pattern going on for a significant amount of time. A lot of times people will make some type of change in their life, but if they don't change that internal pattern, then it'll just show up in a different way. And I see that all the time. You know, sometimes maybe in a relationship like this, then they feel like they live together and now it's all going to be good, but then maybe they have a kid and then he's gone touring and now there's an upset, you know, or 50 other different things. But point being is that you'll want to make sure to really change the inner programming. Even if you change the outer circumstances, you'll want to make sure to address it, especially when you can see it's something that's been going on for quite a while. So that's key. Another thing you want to keep in mind, that we need love. You know, love is so important for our soul. And, you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, you've heard me say that before. But again, even if we look at seniors who, unfortunately, you've probably heard of the situation where a senior can lose a spouse and have a much higher rate of death. Or there's a lot of other examples as well. But point being, we need love. We need human connection. And we need that. And so we'll want to make sure to fill ourselves up with love and make sure that what you're working on manifesting equates to more love in your life. That is key. So you'll want to make sure that what you're working on manifesting isn't something that you feel like is going to deplete love in your life. Otherwise, chances are pretty high that there will be a time when you feel stuck. So that's key, and you'll want to really look at that in your life. You know, reason being is, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who feel disempowered and they feel stuck. You know, here is this wonderful guy who's so sweet. I mean, you can literally feel him emanating just sweetness. He's precious. And he's frustrated with wanting his dream to play music. And it's beautiful that he wants to play jazz. I mean, how wonderful is that? And yet, he's been stuck. And so if you think about it for a moment, I mean, so many people in life have a passion that they want to pursue, and they start to feel like it's hopeless, like they really can't do it. And I have to say, if you could see the things that I get to see all of the time, and you saw how amazing we all really are, it's truly incredible. I mean, I work with people with manifesting all the time as well. Like, you know, as far as like VIP coaching and watching people and working with people to align with their dreams and what it is they're wanting. And part of the thing is, by the way, is I have to keep that balance for my own energy. You know, I have to keep that balance for my own energy, you know, because I wouldn't do that to myself where I was working only with sickness hour after hour after hour after hour. That wouldn't be good for keeping my energy healthy. You know, a lot of times if I see somebody who's working with only illness and sickness and all of that, and that's what they're working on, their chances for manifesting the energy of sickness and creating more of those links in their mind goes up exponentially as I'm watching it. So that's something that's important to me. And of course, I mean, let's be honest, it's also a lot of fun and just playing with energy, watching people's minds. And so point being, if everybody knew how amazing their minds were and how important it was to just lift your energy and help create your life, I mean, people, instead of feeling upset or stuck or going into negative things or feeling frustrated, everybody would be like, let me just program my mind and let me lift my energy, because it's really, truly incredible what we're all capable of. And of course, part of the reason that this whole podcast is around health is because, not only because I like people to actually viscerally experience the results so they can see, wow, my mind's really amazing, but also because when you have a health issue, it is telling you the most important thing you need to know. It's like that check engine light that's saying, hey, change this, change this. And so, you know, when I'm tapping into certain things in people's mindset, it's basically, that's what their body is trying to say that is the most important thing they really need to be able to change to take their life to the next level. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, I mean, we're all so freaking amazing. God, universe, divine, Mother Nature, you know, whatever you want to say is our creator, source energy. We're just created in the most beautiful, beautiful way. And I love that. And so there's some tips both on manifesting and also health. And again, I have to love the divine timing of it all. We have stuckness back to back, but two people stuck in different ways. And so this allows you to see a different reason that people can get stuck. And it is, again, because you could be wanting to manifest and bring something into your life that is conflicting with something else. And so it creates that feeling of stuckness in your life where things just don't, aren't harmonious. And so you'll want to make sure to set that up. All right, guys. So my biggest suggestion from this is not to overwhelm yourself and just take one piece that resonates with you. If you can think back to the pieces that we covered and just kind of think about one thing that you can bring as a takeaway and apply it to your life. All right. So that said, I wish you an incredible rest of your day, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.